आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम अनुजा कुमार। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी टू इनॉग्यूरेट एंड ले फाउंडेशन स्टोन ऑफ मल्टीपल डेवलपमेंट प्रोजेक्ट्स इन दिल्ली टुडे। Union Minister Nitin Gadkari announces projects worth 12,500 crore rupees to improve transport system and reduce congestion and pollution in Delhi. Telecom services strengthened for Mahakumbh Mela 2025 in Prayagraj. Bangladesh to release 95 Indian fishermen on Sunday. Fifth and final cricket test of Border Gavaskar Trophy between India and Australia begins at Sydney Cricket Ground. And in Hockey India League, UP Rudras beat Surma Hockey Club 3-0 in Rourkela. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects in Delhi today. He will inaugurate around 1,700 newly constructed flats for the dwellers of JJ clusters and also hand over keys to eligible beneficiaries in Ashok Vihar in the national capital. The inauguration of newly constructed flats will mark the completion of the second successful NCHU slum rehabilitation project by the Delhi Development Authority. The project is aimed at providing the residents of the JJ clusters with a better and healthier living environment equipped with proper amenities and facilities. More from our correspondent.
Prime Minister Modi will inaugurate two urban redevelopment projects, the World Trade Center at Nauroji Nagar and the General Pool Residential Accommodation Type 2 Quarters at Sarojini Nagar. The World Trade Center has transformed the area by replacing over 600 dilapidated quarters with state-of-the-art commercial towers, offering around 34 lakh square feet of premium commercial space with advanced amenities. The GPRA quarters include 28 towers that house over 2,500 residential units. Besides, the Prime Minister will also inaugurate the Central Board of Secondary Education's integrated office complex at Dwarka, built at around 300 crore rupees. It includes offices, auditorium, advanced data center, among others. Suparna Sankhya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Modi will also lay the foundation stone of three new projects in Delhi University worth over 600 crore rupees. He will lay the foundation stone of Veer Savarkar College at Roshanpura in Najafgarh. Talking to Akashwani News, Delhi University Vice Chancellor Professor Yogesh Singh said the Prime Minister will lay the foundation of an academic block in the Eastern Campus at Surajmal Vihar in East Delhi and an academic block in the Western Campus at Dwarka.
Things will be very different. New opportunities will be created to students in coming years. So we are very happy that Honorable Prime Minister will lay stone for such projects.
Union Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari has announced projects worth 12,500 crore rupees to improve the transport system and reduce congestion and pollution in Delhi. He also announced a fund of 1,200 crore rupees from the Central Road and Infrastructure Fund for Delhi. Under the project, Delhi-Katra Expressway will provide direct connectivity to vehicles coming from Jammu and Kashmir and Punjab to the Indira Gandhi International Airport and Delhi-Mumbai Expressway. Vehicles coming from Dehradun will get alternate connectivity to the Indira Gandhi International Airport through Dwarka Expressway, reducing the travel time from 1.5 hours to 45 minutes. The BJP has appointed election officers for the election of the state presidents and national council members of the party. The list includes the names of union ministers and senior party leaders. Union Minister Bhupendra Yadav has been appointed as the election officer for Gujarat, while Union Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has been given the responsibility of Karnataka. Besides, Union Minister Piyush Goyal has been appointed as election officer for Uttar Pradesh. Union Minister Manohar Lal has been tasked with Bihar, while Union Minister Dharmendra Pradhan will oversee election in Madhya Pradesh, and Union Minister Kiran Rijiju has been given the responsibility of Sikkim. Department of Telecommunications, in coordination with telecom service providers, has strengthened telecom services from Mahakumbh Mela 2025. The Department of Telecommunication has made extensive arrangements to ensure seamless communication across the Mela area and key public spaces in Prayagraj, Uttar Pradesh. The Mahakumbh Mela 2025 will be held in Prayagraj from 13th January to 26th of February. Our correspondent has filed this report.
As the stage is set for the Mahakumbh Mela 2025, preparations are ramping up to ensure seamless connectivity for the millions of visitors expected. Telecom service providers are rolling out advanced technology and optimizing networks across Prayagraj to enhance connectivity and ensure uninterrupted service. 126 kilometers of optical fiber have been laid out throughout the city, while 328 new towers and 575 base transceiver stations have been installed. Telecom services are also being optimized at key public spaces, including major transport hubs, parking areas, and highways leading in and out of the city. Pallavi Parmar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw will visit Guwahati today to flag off, dedicate, and inaugurate several projects in Assam. Assam Governor L.P. Acharya, Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma, along with other dignitaries, will accompany Mr. Vaishnaw. We have more from our correspondent.
The Union Minister, on his arrival in Guwahati, will flag off three trains, Guwahati New Lakhimpur Jan Shatabdi Express, New Bongaigaon Guwahati Passenger Train and Tinsukia Naharlagun Express, and dedicate a road over bridge. Mr. Vaishnaw will inaugurate a 10-kilowatt FM transmitter at Akashbani Kokrajhar virtually from Guwahati. Additionally, the Minister will virtually launch the National Institute of Electronics and Information Technology, Guwahati. Later in the day, Mr. Vaishnaw is scheduled to visit the Tata Semiconductor Factory at Jagiraut in Morigaon District. The Union Minister will also undertake a review of ongoing projects of the Northeast Frontier Railway with senior officials before departing to New Delhi in the evening. Aminul Haq Juddar, Akashwani News, Guwahati.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. President Draupadi Murmu will be the chief guest at the commemoration of the Golden Jubilee celebration of NIMHANS in Bengaluru today. To mark the occasion, the president will inaugurate a new psychiatry block, central laboratory complex and a hostel building. She will be dedicating to the nation the advanced 3T MRI scanner and DSA machine. The country's first ever coastline waders bird census will begin at Marine National Park and Sanctuary in Jamnagar today. The three-day census, which has been jointly organized by the Department of Forest and the Bird Conservation Society, will also host significant events focusing on counting waders and coastal bird species. We have a report.
Jamnagar is often regarded as a paradise for coastal birds. The district is specially known for waders birds, which are considered as the jewel of Jamnagar. Marine National Park and Sanctuary area of Jamnagar is a home to around 300 species of resident and migratory birds. The country's first ever coastal waders bird census is all set to begin today. It will cover the selected locations along the estimated 170 km stretch of coastline and 45 islands from Okha to Navlakhi, spanning the districts of Devbhoomi Dwarka, Jamnagar and Morbi. Along with the bird counting activities, the three-day program will also feature expert talks by specialists in forestry and wildlife and also knowledge sharing sessions. Aparna Khun, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis has announced that all infrastructure projects in the state will have a unique identification, which will help streamline the system and bring transparency. This decision was taken in the cabinet meeting chaired by the Chief Minister yesterday. More from our correspondent.
Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis said several departments are working on the same projects in the same location and duplication of work leads to massive expenditure and losses. Like the Aadhaar card helped weed out bogus beneficiaries, similarly, a unique identification for basic amenities and infrastructure projects will help to streamline the system and stop several agencies from attempting the same work repeatedly. Fadnavis further said, whenever a project is taken up, all details along with the work timeline will be uploaded on the PM Gati Shakti portal and Maharashtra Remote Sensing Application Center. Bhavana, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
Akashwani News brings you glimpses of 2024 in its special series. Today we take a look at the key initiatives and achievements of the Ministry of Power. Our correspondent has filed this report.
India's power sector has demonstrated resilience and commitment to sustainable growth to ensure reliable, affordable and clean energy for all. The country's total installed power generation capacity has surged by more than 83%. The country has successfully met an all-time maximum power demand of 250 gigawatt in the current financial year. India has also registered significant growth in renewable energy. Since 2014, 129 gigawatt of renewable energy capacity has been added. Central government has also finalized National Electricity Plan from 2023 to 2032 for central and state transmission systems to meet a peak demand of 458 gigawatt by 2032. Anand Kumar, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The 31st National Children's Science Congress is starting from today in Madhya Pradesh. Our correspondent reports that Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav will inaugurate the four-day event in Bhopal.
More than 700 child scientists and teachers from different states of the country are participating in this event. Apart from this, delegates from countries like Bahrain, United Arab Emirates, Kuwait, Oman and Saudi Arabia will also participate. The main theme of the National Children's Science Congress this year is Understanding the Ecosystem for Health and Well-being. This program will inspire children to develop scientific thinking and use innovation in solving the problems of society. The National Children's Science Congress is conducted by the Department of Science and Technology of Government of India. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashvani News, Bhopal.
Bangladesh will release 95 Indian fishermen on Sunday. Bangladesh Coast Guard will hand over them to the Indian Coast Guard. On the same day, 90 Bangladeshi fishermen will also be released as part of a mutual exchange and repatriation operation between the two countries. The mutual exchange of fishermen and their vessels has been worked out, keeping in mind the humanitarian and livelihood concerns of fishing communities on both sides. On to sports. In Hockey India League, UP Rudras defeated Surma Hockey Club 3-0 in Rourkela yesterday evening, moving to the top of the table. We have more from our correspondent.
UP Rudras secured comfortable 3-0 win over Surma Hockey Club in 7th match of Hockey India League at Rourkela.
3-0 se jeete hain UP Rudras. Surma Hockey Club ko ek tarfa haraya hai. Aur rochak baat ye hai ki do matches mein ek goal concede kiya hai UP Rudras ne.
With this win, UP joined Swarachi Gar Bengal Tigers at the top of the table with 6 points. Goals by Sudeep Chirmako in 2nd, Jobanpreet in 38th and Akashdeep at 58th minute have brought victory for UP Rudras. Jobanpreet Singh became player of the match.
Easy नहीं था मैच, बहुत हार्ड था मैच. रूम से ये बोल के आकर जीतना है मैच.
Today match between Tamil Nadu Dragons versus Vedanta Kalinga Lancers will be played at 8:15 p.m. You can listen to daily report on Hockey India League on Akashvani. This is Pratishtha Jain for Akashvani News.
In cricket, India was 76 for 4 in their first innings against Australia in the fifth and final cricket test of the Border Gavaskar Trophy in Sydney when reports last came in. Earlier, India won the toss and opted to bat first. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Nina Arakal.
Thank you, Anuja. The announcement of the prestigious sports awards by the ministry celebrating the outstanding achievements of 17 para-athletes in Paralympics has been noticed by all the dailies today. Paralympians sweep awards, writes the Indian Express. Travel industry expects a promising year 2025, citing heavy advance booking trends. The Economic Times notes travel bug takes a bigger bite. Centre amends prison rules across states to address caste-based discrimination, cites the Statesman. Two sites shortlisted for Manmohan Memorial Family Will Take a Call is a headline in the Asian Age. And finally, much to the joy of lakhs of residents, commerce platform Blinkit has announced quick emergency healthcare services at doorstep. The Tribune states ambulance in 10 minutes, Blinkit starts pilot project in Gurugram. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Nina. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate and lay foundation stone of multiple development projects in Delhi today. Union Minister Nitin Gadkari announces projects worth 12,500 crore rupees to improve transport system and reduce congestion and pollution in Delhi. Telecom services strengthened for Mahakumbh Mela 2025 in Prayagraj. Bangladesh to release 95 Indian fishermen on Sunday. Fifth and final cricket test of Border Gavaskar Trophy between India and Australia begins at Sydney Cricket Ground. And in Hockey India League, UP Rudras beat Surma Hockey Club 3-0 in Rourkela. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.